Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham and welcome to my show. And today we got an email that is titled, How a 23-Year-Old Spends Her Negative Net Worth. Millennial Crisis Money. How can we not take a phone call like that? This sounds really interesting. So let's bring on Summer and see what's going on with this. So Summer, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hi, thank you for having me on. I just really need help with like my debt problem right now. Okay. Just some back history. I grew up very comfortable. I never had to worry about money or anything like that. Like, my parents gave it to me when I needed it, so I never kind of took that chance to like become financially literate or understand where money's coming from or how it works for my benefit. So basically, when I turned 17, like both my parents lost their jobs, which resulted in money issues. And then from there, it's been all downhill because I realized they weren't prepared for that kind of like life change. So we didn't have any savings. All the money that we had from the house that we had to sell, that ended up going towards like back like debt that they had. And so just everything from there went downhill. Basically now I'm almost $12,000 in debt because I was taking out loans in order to like help pay rent or just whatever money issues that we had. I was not making the best decisions in order to live, but there's probably a better way to do that. So now I just wanted help to see how can I be in a place where I could actually pay down that debt. I just have I have two part-time jobs and then I pick up like whatever I can in order to kind of pay that down, so I'm in good standing with all my credit. Okay. But the thing is, my score is dropping because of how high my debt is, and I just really need to get that down right now. I just finished school, so I'm trying to like find another job. Of course, that takes longer than usually hope it will, but I'm really trying to get this debt down. So whatever you could do to kind of help me take a path towards less debt, great.
Got it. Okay, so how much debt do you have right now in total? Is it $12,000?
Yes, it's almost $12,000.
Okay, and what's the interest rate of that debt?
So it's all over the place because I think it's two different loans I have and then two different credit cards I have. So I want to say it's pretty high. I want to say the credit card's 18% or something like that. And then the loans, I'm not even sure on the loans. Again, I'm very not financially literate. So this is stuff I didn't even look into when I got it. So yes, that's all I know.
Oh my God, that's awful. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is figure out what interest rate you're paying on these loans. I mean, the 18%, that seems low to me on a credit card. Usually I'm accustomed to credit cards being like 20 to 27%. So if you're at 18 on a credit card, that's still ridiculous, but it's not as high as some, you know, a lot of the other credit cards. So $12,000, how much money you're making right now? Because $12,000 is really not that
right now,
not that much when you consider how much debt other people are in. What's the income?
Yeah, right now I'm making $20,000 a year with all my like side jobs that I have too. It would be like $20,000.
Okay, so you're not making enough money. If you graduated from college, you should be making at least, I mean minimum, you should be making 40, and that's minimum. That's just like you get your first job out of college. 40 is what did you go to college for?
Mm-hmm. Communications and public relations.
Okay, and what do you want to do with that degree?
So I'm hoping, this is the problem. Life change, I'm very indecisive. I was hoping to actually go into casting because originally I was a film major. This is a great story. I know it's all over the place. I was a film major, changed my major to communications because I felt like that was safer and more broad. But I'm still trying to become a casting director.
Okay.
Yep.
I would almost over prioritizing the loans right now. Prioritize getting a better job. There's no reason that you should be making $20,000 a year. So the first thing I would do is you have to prioritize, make more money. $20,000 is not enough right now for you to be paying off this debt and really living off of. What are your current expenses right now? Like, where are you living? How much money is going out of your account?
Right now, I live with my parents. I pay them about $400. We live in an apartment. I pay about $450 for rent. I pay the electricity, which is about depending on the time of year, like 80 a month or something like that. And then the gas, which is really low, which is like maybe $20 a month. And then my groceries, and then the rest, I try to prioritize like my credit. The loans seem to be going down faster than the actual credit card is. So that's why it feels like my biggest problem.
Okay, got it. Continue looking for another job. Find something that pays at least like $40,000 or $50,000 a year at the very minimum. Because mm-hmm. you got a college degree, you got debt to pay down, you got money to save, you got to be making more money. The other thing I would look into, I know you were mentioning about a 0% interest, you know, credit card. I'm actually totally for that. I think whatever is going to save you the most amount of money possible, I would go and do that. If you can get a zero interest credit card for like those 12 to 18 month introductory rates, you'll end up paying a 3% balance transfer fee, but still paying 3% and then paying zero in interest for 18 months is going to be a lot less than you paying 18% interest on a credit card. So I would go and apply for it. If you get denied, at least you know. I mean, your credit score can't get much worse than the, you know, the 646 it's at right now. So it's worth it. Like you lose nothing by doing that. You only really have upside from this.
Okay, that's a little bit good. Because I feel like I'm at the point of a return. I feel like my credit score won't stay down forever because all the only bad marks I had, which just came up the red flags because my credit history just hit like the 2.5 or like 2 and 3 month mark or whatever, 2 years and 3 months.
Yeah.
And I just got a I just got an email stating that because of that, my credit score dropped. But other than that, I've had all good marks with payment history and everything. So hopefully something will come out of that.
As long as you don't miss a payment, I would rather you make a minimum payment and just pay an absurd amount of money in interest than ever missing a payment. So as long as you just continue making the minimum, you're good on that. Otherwise, you also really got to budget. And not having the experience of being financially literate is not an excuse for being financially literate, because all the resources are really available to you online and you can learn. It's really easy. It's so easy. The basics of personal finance is like the easiest thing you will ever learn because of how basic it is and how just the fact that it doesn't change. It's like learning how to add and subtract. If you know how to add and subtract, you know personal finance. I mean, it's really that simple. You got a budget. And the first thing I would do is recommend Mint.com. It's so easy. Go on Mint.com. This is what I use. You don't have to use this, but this is what I use. Go to Mint.com, type in all of your information in that. I've been using this since like 2013 or something. It's been awesome. It's been the best website I've ever used to go and budget from.
I started using it like a year ago. I've been using it, so it's perfect. Been helping, but again, I do need another job in order to make more money. And I keep a really tight budget and everything because I have Mint, and then I also have an Excel spreadsheet that I like literally write down everything I spend, so I've been keeping that real tight.
Okay, but you write down everything you spend, but you don't write down the interest that you spend. You don't know what the interest rate is on those loans. That's really important. I don't know why you would leave that out, unless that's something that you—that's just like that—that is upsetting. You know, where you see that interest and you're just like, "Oh no, what am I doing?" That's typically what happens. Is people don't want to know about it because they feel better kind of being like, "Oh, I'm not gonna look at that because it's not good." But I would look at it. You got to confront that.
No, I think it's even worse than that.
Oh, it's worse.
It's even worse than that. It's like I didn't realize like how interest worked, which is terrible and something that I should have known. But I'm just like, oh yeah, they obviously take a certain percentage out in order to make money for them or whatever. But I didn't realize like how big that percentage would be, like if it actually mattered. So I was just completely avoiding it because I didn't think it was important, which is much worse, I think.
Well, yes, you know. I hear it. Now you know, though. So it's like, now you don't have the excuse. Now you don't have the excuse. And this is something you could have calculated when you find out how interest works, you know? And interest really just works against you. It's like the opposite of compound interest. It takes more money from you than you pay it. It's awful. It's absolutely awful, like, to have consumer debt like that. So anyway, you got to figure out what that interest rate is and how much you're paying in interest every single month. And then you could calculate, too, how much you're going to be saving just by getting that paid off. But get a better job. That's what you really got to do. How long have you been looking for a job for?
So I just started because for mental health reasons and everything, it was really hard for me to go to school full time and like work two jobs like full time. So I was working the part time jobs. I just added the second part time job after I graduated. And then from here, I just started looking for a job like 2 months ago since I graduated.
Okay.
And yeah, so I'm like really hitting that hard now. So I'm hoping to get something within
any,
this month.
Any luck so far with the jobs?
Yes, I've had interviews. I'm waiting for a few callbacks or whatever. We'll see how that works. But right now, I'm really just looking for 9 to 5. I'm not going after my dreams or aspirations right now. Because this debt, it's just like a weight on me. So I'm just really trying to get rid of that.
That's fair enough. I would pay off the debt and then go after your dreams and aspirations. But other than that, you know, as long as you get a job that you can pay off this debt and then go and pursue whatever you want, as long as the debt gets paid off and you can save money, I'm all for it. Whatever you want to do, go and do it. Live your dreams. Make your dreams a reality. Just do it.
Thank you.
Do it. Don't let your dreams be
dreams.
Do it with a
20-cent cup of coffee. Yes.
Exactly. Get that down to 18 cents. Just
Hit
do
that
it.
Like button.
Smash that like button. Destroy the like button if you haven't done that.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. If that's your dream is to destroy the like button, then go ahead and do that, you know? But other than that, you know, just get a better paying job. Get a better paying job.
Yeah,
live with your parents
as
long as you can. Save as much money of that as you can while you're still living with your parents and just do that. If you could just do that, if you just get like 4 or 5 years of doing that under your belt, you'll at least have enough money hopefully saved up that maybe you can put a small down payment on a place. You can house hack it. You know, you could build some equity in a property. You can put some money away for investing. And that way you can pursue whatever dreams of smashing like buttons in the future.
Yes, agreed.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. Keep me posted
thank
with
you.
Everything and hope to get an update
yeah,
from you in like
for
a few months.
Me on.
You're welcome. Sounds
oh, yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Cool.
And
thanks
thank
again.
Thank you for making all these great YouTube show videos showing us how to be better millennials.
Oh, I try. I do my part in society to save money. Cool. Well, thanks again. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. Have a good
cool.
one.
You too. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you guys have not subscribed already, make sure to subscribe. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post here pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. And also, if you want to be on the Graham Stephan Show, all the information is down below in the description. Make sure to follow that, send us an email, and maybe we'll see you on the show. So thank you again for watching, and until next time.